Good morning. You're listening to News Radio KMAN, and they have a very special guest here who's about ready to celebrate a big birthday coming up on December 21st. It's C. Clyde Jones, one of the great members of our community here in Manhattan. Clyde, sure appreciate the time here today.
Well, Brandon, it's my pleasure. I'm thrilled to have you wanting to visit with me.
Absolutely. Well, and the reason I'm calling you here today is because I was able to go to one of your birthday bashes last year, and it was an absolute great time. And I know the community really looks forward to these each year, and I know you enjoy putting those birthday bashes on. But you're about to turn 98, as I understand, and plans have shifted a little bit here in 2020.
Well, COVID-19 has spoiled my in-person parties. You know, I always have one on June 21st also. I have a half-year birthday party. And this year, on my half-day birthday party, I did a huge virtual party. I had 10 hours set up on Zoom, and I limited it to 20 people per hour, and we just had a bash on June 20th and June 21st. But it became so difficult to set it up, that many, coordinating is a problem. I don't think I'm even going to try that this year. I think I'm just going to put a notice on Facebook and Instagram saying, anyone who wants to wish me a happy birthday, do it here.
Well, it's sad that we won't be able to do that here. But in the past, what's been a primary reason to hold these? I know you get a great number of people who can come out and turn out for this.
Well, I think the one you came to, I think, was a year ago, and we have 302 people signed the book.
That's impressive. That's impressive. So obviously, there's a as far as you taking part in this, knowing that many people care that much to come and spend a night with you, it's got to make you feel pretty overwhelmed.
Well, listen, I have been so blessed to have been able to live in Manhattan, Kansas, 60 years now. I moved here in 1960, and you can find it pretty easy to make friendships over that long period of time. And I still see people that I met when I first moved here in 1960. And so, yeah, I've got a fairly lengthy friendship list in Manhattan, Kansas.
Very cool.
And Brandon, I've probably had, I'm going to say, at least 8 to 10 opportunities to move to another location as a university administrator. And I've really not taken any of them seriously because Manhattan is the place I love and the place I want to stay.
I think people love hearing that. And I know this has probably been a challenging year for yourself, not being able to get out a whole lot. How have you kept active here during the pandemic?
Well, I've been actually asked. I was teaching a class online, believe it or not, recently, well, back in September. I was privileged to have a professor ask me to teach their class one day. And the professor asked me, would you please start your conversation by telling people how you've dealt with COVID-19? And so I had to sit down and do some serious thinking about what has this pandemic meant to me as a person. And the short answer that I came up with, live it one day at a time. There's nothing I can do to control the outcomes. I can try to be safe. And what I've done, Brandon, is I've blended safety with keeping socially active. I minimize the risk of that social activity, but at the same time, no way am I going to sit down and be by myself every day. I have one good dear friend who told me if you did that, you might die. You might not live very long. So I've tried to stay socially active, I've gone to football games, basketball games. Wish I could go to church, but our church has done online things only. So I worship online every Sunday morning. But the most important thing to me is being able to see friends. And I happen to be sitting right now with a dear friend named Robin Cole, whom I think you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a dear friend. Yeah, she's a dear friend of the station, and always love spending time with her. And haven't really got to spend a lot of time with anybody in person that we normally speak to here on K-Man, and hopefully we'll get to do that at some point. But yeah, those friendships, and obviously you have a lot of friends. If people want, I imagine they can call you anytime, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. And what is so interesting for me is I don't have to invite somebody to come to the house and have coffee or lunch or dinner. I have people asking me, when can we come see you? My calendar is pretty open, and I always find a time and a place. Believe me, to me, staying socially active is the big key to mental health. I pride myself now, almost 98 years, still being mentally active. I have some slip-ups on my mind from time to time now, little blips that tell me, hey, Clyde, watch out. Dementia could be on its way. But at the same time, I happen to know for a fact, for medical research, that staying socially active is a key to keeping good mental health.
Well, I know that not everyone's going to be as privileged to live 98 years, and you're about to do that here in just a few days. What would you attribute that to, the longevity of your life?
Well, I've been asked that question so many times, I now have a formatted answer. I say, first of all, I was married to the most wonderful woman on earth for almost 68 years. Secondly, I've had access to amazingly good health procedures here in town, doctors and hospitals and clinics. And my third one, which always shocks people, I think my concern for other people has been probably the greatest factor in keeping me happy and keeping other people around me happy. So those are my three formulas for people. And of course, they can't have my wife, but the other things they can do.
Yeah. Well, and I know you're very active here in our community. You do so many generous things to help support others. I might just let you give a quick little plug to Shepherd's Crossing if you'd like here before the holidays, and if you want to promote them a little bit while you got some time.
Well, listen, that is an absolutely golden opportunity for me to tell your listeners. Shepherd's Crossing, which started its financial aid to people who were needing help in 2001, this year, 2020, has been the hardest year ever for Shepherd's Crossing because of COVID-19. We have seen 50% more people this year that we had never seen before. In other words, new people who had never been there before. Of all the people we've seen this year, half of them are new people, many of whom are victims of COVID-19. They lost their jobs. They face eviction problems for their rental property. They can't pay for their medications. In other words, this is the toughest year we've ever had financially. And fortunately, we have received some COVID-19 money from two or three different sources, which has really helped a great deal. But my passion for Shepherd's Crossing started in 2001, and it has grown every year, and I don't hide the fact that it is my greatest passion in terms of any social agencies in Manhattan. And there's a lot of good ones here. And Shepherd's Crossing works with all of them very directly. But my heart's with Shepherd's Crossing, and my title there is Development Officer, and my job is to write grants and do fundraising, and it really is something that I cherish, that opportunity.
All right. Well, they do good work in our community, and that was just going to continue. Glad I don't really have anything else for you. I just want to wish you a happy birthday from myself and all of us here at Manhattan Broadcasting, and thanks for all you do for our community.
Well, you tell your general manager, Corey Reeves, I appreciate so much his having 11 people working there, okay?
All right, appreciate that. Thank you.